also love the irony of doing this on Zoom.
Right.
I'm Marie.
And I'm Ace.
And here's your note.
Opinions and theories expressed here are exactly that, our personal opinions. We are sharing our thoughts in hopes of sparking conversations about how we interact with media, stories, and each other.
Nothing is wrong with a different perspective. We always keep it respectful, and thank you for doing so too.
Today we'll be talking about Host 2020. I know we said we're closing out our internet horror for the month, but no, we have a little bonus episode with some amazing guests that need no introduction whatsoever. We're talking with Girl That's Scary, Jazz and Kat. Thank y'all so much for being here.
My heart. Thank you for having us.
Oh my God, yes. We're sorry to be, Kat does this every time. Anytime I'm like, yeah, we listen to you, Kat, I start sweating, start crying.
This shit's not real, bro. I'm just a regular ass human, so I'm just like.
You're not that. Like, to me, this is y'all are like huge horror icons. Y'all are like staples in the horror community. So don't even sell yourselves.
Like, who, me? I was like, what?
All that humble stuff. Nah,
not here.
Y'all amazing.
Appreciate y'all want to lay on the floor and cry, please. Nah, everybody's out here. Shout out to everybody, bro. Everybody doing their shit out in the horror community. What's up, y'all? Scared that's scary.
Yes, yes. I love y'all. Of course, we have our basic question of one, how y'all got started and why y'all chose Host to talk about with us.
Well, Jazz, I was going to let you have it because you were looking real fun and fancy, but how do we start? Well, Jazz used to be on a podcast with some of our other friends called The Link Up, and mm-hmm. I did the voice on the intro of their podcast, Super Fun, and then people used to always be like, oh, well, you should do radio, and I'm like, well, I don't even know what that means. Like, you got a voice for radio. Like, what you trying to say? So, right, but you know, I just like, oh, that sounds tight, but also like, no, really. So then I was like shooting the shit with Jazz, and I was like, fuck it, like, you think we should do this? Like, could you do this with me? Because I don't, you know, I love podcasts where people could like do like the dolo shit, because I'm like, that takes so much planning, like, and I talk so fucking much, so I actually need a human or another inanimate object. And I prefer Jazz because we be shooting the shit anyway. So, and that is how Girl That's Scary was born.
We love it. We're glad it is. And it definitely feels like you're listening to two friends just talking, and you kind of feel part of the conversation. So we love it.
Oh, yeah. I feel so sorry. I forgot the second question. I'm so sorry. I'm terrible.
What made y'all want to talk about Host for our...
Oh, because, okay. So obviously we're still in the panorama. Unfortunately, we're not going to be free anytime soon, but in the beginning of this thing, when the two, we both are like educators, or both, well, Jasmine is still a full-time educator. I still work at a school, but we're still in operations. And so at the time, of course, everything's at a standstill. We all at home. And we was like, fuck it, okay. So we were able to see this movie, and I'm going to tell you, we had, she plugged up her her MacBook to the TV, because, you know, everybody at the time, I didn't have an Apple TV, so, you know, you can't do that cute thing where you're casting it. Like, exactly. You gotta get manual. And so it felt like we were watching, like, tuning in on a Zoom. Everybody on Zoom, we teaching classes on Zooms, we having meetings on Zoom, circle time on Zoom. Lord. And so I can tell you that this was the first time in a long time I watched a movie and just started crying. Like, I was like, we have to shut this shit off. Like, I gotta get out of here. And I felt like I was in the meeting. Cause you know, when you know, so I'm in the meeting. I'm like, oh, we have to get out of here. Yeah. So, and then of course, you know, when you hit the point where they're like, do you want to extend the meet? I'm like, shit. Yep. So this is why we chose Host. Cause we stuck in a Panasonic and it's a fire ass movie. And of course it falls in line with the topic.
Yes. And you know, we're definitely always relating to pop culture. So like you said, it Zoom became pop culture. Like, just where did Skype go? Haven't heard from her since. Like, we don't know where she went for Zoom to just quickly surpass that, like, immediately. So yeah, it was very interesting to see how they utilize something that a lot of people didn't even know existed until last year, 2 years ago, in a horror setting. Everything's a crisis. All right, so because this is a nug, we're going to hop on to it. We're going to take a rip real quick. We have some Gorilla Glue 4, you said?
GG4.
Yes, Gorilla Glue 4. So go hit that up. I need to clean that. Holy shit.
Gotcha. Our cat likes to be a menace while we're recording.
Shout out to your cat.
You can probably hear her screaming in the background of some episodes.
She's famous. She don't know yet.
Not even.
Thank y'all so much for being here with us. We hope y'all are having as good of a session as we are. And if you are, please be sure to give us a rating, a like, a follow on Apple Podcasts, and now Spotify. You can rate us on Spotify. It really helps us out, gives us feedback, lets us know that you like what we're doing here and that we should keep doing it. And we want to keep doing it with you. You can definitely reach out to collaborate with us. We would love that so much. But again, thank y'all so much for being here, and let's get back into it.
Host is the 2020 film directed by Rob Savage and co-written by Rob Savage himself and Gemma Hurley and Jed Shepard. The cast is Haley Bishop as Haley, Gemma Moore as Gemma, Emma Louise Webb as Emma, Radina Dandrova as Radina, Caroline Ward as Caroline, Edward Leonard as Teddy, Salen Baxter as Salen, Alan Emery's as Alan, Jenny Lofthouse as Jenny, James Swanton as the Spirit, Jack Bryden as Legs, and Patrick Ward as Caroline's dad. So, I believe Gemma has worked with Rob Savage on Dashcam. I think she was in that as well, which came out last year. That was his second film. So, and Dashcam is also internet webcam based, so he has a genre, which, like I said in earlier episodes, I'm excited for the whole internet horror genre to continue to skyrocket, because it's just, it's not going anywhere because neither is internet, so
just getting more powerful.
So the film follows some six friends as they have a seance online, as Haley has had some weird things going on in her house during this lockdown. So they're trying to figure it out. Things go very, very wrong as they clearly take this seriously and open themselves to some evil spirits. So, okay, overall thoughts right off the bat. What do we think?
This was scary. Okay. I'm not an easy scare. Like, yes. Kat said, we watched it together. We got a little screener. It was one of the first screeners we got. We was like, all right, we got a screener. Woo. And then we turned the lights off to watch this movie. Bruh, I jumped out my skin like twice. I said, wait a minute. Who's in charge of the Zoom call? Am I in charge of the Zoom call? How did I get my email? I don't really know. They utilized jump scares that made sense. It felt real. Like, you know how you had those stupid characters and it was already tension between the friends, because you're watching this and you can make comments or commentary on each person's, like, part of the friendship. Like, Gemma, this is all her fault. I know she wanted to act like it wasn't, but it was all her fault. And the Teddy situation, how they was fake. Yeah. I was like, there were so many little interesting things within the friendship group on top of y'all decided to do a seance. It don't matter where you do a seance, girl, the demons are coming. Why did you do that?
Exactly.
No doubt.
And to me, I'm like, is this not just seven separate seances since you're not in like a room together? This is just y'all opening it to whatever is either near you or not. Like, this is not a good idea.
Now Pazuzu in here. Look at what you did.
Everybody played too much, to be quite fucking honest. They all played too much.
Yeah.
Agreeing to do shots when she said astro plane, because didn't even say it correctly the first time. Astro.
Teddy was like, what plane is that again? Like, clearly bullshit.
And I feel like Saylin caught it, because she seemed like very like, astro plane. Like, she was like, stop playing around, y'all. But it even opens with Haley going around her house, and we see like a closet door open and things fall out. Just kind of very typical haunting-esque things. You definitely get friend requests off route. Okay. Well, they're here. Well, why? Why did that happen? Okay. Yeah, so Haley's now, demons are now in our home after watching this movie.
Can't be doing that.
No. Just go, okay, and then.
But we do get the quarantine feel from this, especially when they all kind of start getting in the chat and I think it was Radina coughs and they're like, you have to hide a cough with a fart now.
Yeah, you can't cough like even to this point. Like, you should be at home.
There's no allergy, it's just Rona at this point.
Yep.
So yeah, it's definitely Gemma's fault. They were all of them were not I mean she was definitely playing around from the beginning, even from when she was like listening to that annoying feedback, like when Haley was like, just mute something, like,
yeah,
she's cracking up about that, like, that's, but
yeah, I wouldn't be her friend. Like, I just, as soon as Gemma got on the phone, I already knew, like, wow, this is someone I would never invite into my house. How are y'all still friends? Because, girl, as soon as you know what an echo is, stop playing with me. We're at work. You answer emails, gonna act like you don't know how to join the Zoom. Girl, I will smack the shit out you. Leave me. I don't have time to be playing with your ass. This noise is annoying. You're being annoying. Girl, bye.
She is. And the fact that, like, they all are fully aware Haley is doing this because she has weird things going on in her house. And, like she said, if y'all don't respect the spirits, bad things can happen. So essentially, y'all were called in things to Haley regardless. So she has every right to be mad. Like, y'all have exacerbated her haunting.
She could have just did this by herself, you know, probably had a better time.
So she wanted her support and to see her friends, because then they said they hadn't seen each other in a while. Like, this is like the new thing. I mean, FaceTime was already like creating this sort of like communal automatic. Like, I've seen more people FaceTime than call, at least in my circle. Like, calling, FaceTiming is the new calling, so, which is great. And it does kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of more connective. So, because you can see the person respond, facial expressions, all that kind of stuff. But I do like how everyone entered the chat was foreshadowing for their death. Like, did we figure out what happened to Rudy's dad? Or Caroline's dad? I don't actually remember what happened.
He just kept going out and you don't see his ass no more. She gets, and he showing his chest being all frisky. Get your ass in your room. I'm about to call Shady Pines. You need to get the fuck out of here.
Trying to FaceTime the girls. Like, be in the, and that was what they were talking about with Teddy, about how he was essentially just attached to Jenny, his new girl. Oh, what did he say? It's a big boy stuff. I'm allowed to do this alone. Right. Like,
that lasted a little bit.
Yeah, right. And then Jenny pops up not even 5 minutes later telling him to get off. Like, he can't have time with his friends. But come on now. It's a little
Jenny's out of control. Let's really discuss this. Jenny's out of control. free Teddy, and I wanted Teddy to be free, not the way he was freed. Like, I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
I truly feel like Teddy should have just never came back on the call. Like,
exactly.
He would still be alive.
Exactly. Likely. He seemed fine as long as his computer was closed. Like, as soon as he opened it. That's what I'm saying. Is this just not, because, you know, everyone says, like, there are theories about mirrors being portals and screens are mirrors. Like, as soon as he opened that screen, he was no longer safe. So, yes. And she just came in here playing, blew out his candle, which was the first instance of them breaking the circle. So just hijacked his computer, said goodbye, closed it. Like, I don't like that at all. Like, that's, you know, this is his friend time. Yeah.
It's really rude. And not only that, I just think a seance over the internet is a poor choice, because what if you got Comcast? I know that people got Comcast, your affinity just shut off, and now you done broke the circle because your internet want to just act a damn fool. It's an outage in your area. Girl, I'm in the middle of a seance. Okay? Now the demon is trying to beat my ass because I can't get on the motherfucking World Wide Web. I'm done.
And
what if you have Comcast? I'm really just stuck on that, because that is a real ass statement right there. The ghosts don't give a fuck.
No.
And Comcast will either be there between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m. Yeah. The next Tuesday. So it wouldn't even matter. You'd be dead by then.
They usually give like a 3-day spread.
Yeah.
6 o'clock to like... You know, I don't know, 3:30, 3 p.m. We'll be there. You'll see our trouble. Like, what the hell?
Whenever they want. But I also kind of see how you like everyone. You kind of see how everyone's living. Like I said, Teddy's at Jenny's parents' house. Radina's now moved in with her boyfriend that they haven't known for how long. They were like, that shouldn't happen anyway. Yeah, maybe. Not the best idea, especially during a pandemic when you have to have like emotional support. Like, there's a lot to go into living with someone during a crisis, essentially. Like, period. But like during some major social things, yeah, you got to know that person is going to be solid. And like, yeah. I said, Haley has her haunting going on. Emma's playing with her filters, which I love. Yeah. And Caroline has been so bored that she has created herself in a background. I guess, like, I'm like, how often is she on Zoom to, like, do that? Like, does she just have that when she's at work, too? Like,
where is that useful?
I don't know.
That took so much time.
You know, people were just on Zoom. They were literally just on Zoom because they had nothing else to do. I, too, was on Zoom. And then because anybody paying for Zoom, you'll get off of one person call, hop to the next person call, or you get on, like, House Party. There was other apps. So you just get on the apps, because that House Party had no time limit on it. But you could only have, like, 4 people on there. But we were still having a good time. We was just bored.
Yeah, I mean, and the internet was there to entertain us, right. And it's just like, this is happening in Friend Request. Like I said, Friend Request was Skype based, so we've definitely seen this before, but I mean, I prefer this. I mean, Friend Request is definitely more campy B type feel, but they still do it well, and I do like how we get kind of the Blair Witch tease with the snot and the screaming and just everything like that. So everybody broke the rules. Teddy first, then Gemma. And there was one point whenever they came back where Gemma's candle was lit and then she blew it out and relit it. And I was just like, what was the point of that?
I don't fully know all of the, like, what you're supposed to do in a seance or, you know, how not to break the rules. But I know they completely messed up with the candles and just joking, especially making up a false, like, person.
Yeah.
They were bound to get haunted and, like, fucked up by this person that just loved killing people. Like, how you did? Jen was, like, crazy.
Yeah, this was definitely, I mean, like Saylin said, it created a mask to kind of let this spirit manifest, however, and it definitely did take the form of the way that Gemma described, what was it, Jack?
Yeah.
So, What did we think? Do you have a favorite, like, scare or kill?
Ooh, okay. I was talking about this the other day. I think my fave might be, what's my girl's name? It's Caroline. Because Carol, I felt so bad for her. First of all, right, like, just, it's just, it just wraps it all together. It sealed the whole shaboot with a bow. Like, because you're thinking she's going to be last, and then Teddy shows up, and the tension, the way they try to attempt to break some of the tension is putting that damn filter back on her face. Right? She's like, ah! And the little tongue comes out. And then Teddy shit happens, and I just, but for hers, it's just like, damn, you ain't even had to do it like that. Like,
yeah.
I really just wanted this call to end. And for some reason, I decided, me, the viewer, apparently, we decided to click 10 more minutes or whatever the extendo thing was. No. I don't know about y'all. When that shit was over, I felt like I had to turn the lights on and I had to reset my life.
Yeah. And this was definitely scary, completely unexpected. Like you said, I'm not an easy scare either. So for this to have literally scared me, I think I can name the last three movies that scared me. And that was this, Hereditary, and The Night House. Like, those are like the last three movies that genuinely creeped me out. This one, and that's what I'm saying, every time, at this point, every time we have, like, a Zoom call for either the podcast or something, someone is like, we hope we don't host ourselves. Like, we're not even doing anything. Like, we're just straight up talking. Doesn't matter. And it's now become this, like, staple where if you're on Zoom, host gets mentioned.
So, I love how some of these movies can, like, build so much paranoia, just, like, this and like Final Destination, whatever you're doing, you just always think back to this. Like, mm-hmm. that's something powerful, yo. Mm-hmm. I let you know this movie means something.
No, horror knows what it's doing. It's like, oh no, I'm gonna traumatize you and you are never gonna think of this one thing again. Like Iron Board, like had the Iron Board just slid out the door and scared the hell out of everybody, and they set that scare up early. But when the attic scene, that was a scare that got me. It was like, because first of all, smart. No, I'm not about to go up there. I'm gonna put this phone up here and I'm gonna let y'all see what's going on up here, because girl, fuck off. I'm not going up here.
Exactly.
I would never have thought of that.
Me either. And I just wouldn't have went. I just would have left the house.
I would have been for Emma, like as soon as those footprints showed up. Mm-mm, we're out. Like, why was she even staying to watch that?
That was scary as fuck. And then them feet swinging. Mm-mm.
As soon as the footprint showed up, I immediately thought of Paranormal Activity. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, oh, hell nah, he know Toby. And I was like, nah, that's too much. That's too much. Like, I was one of those, I was like, nah, because I don't do that demon in your house shit, especially when, like, found footage. When someone does found footage right, like, I know a lot of people, like, not to steer the boat all the way to the left, but, like, when Paranormal Activity came out, it was very polarizing. Like, people really fucked with it, or they did not. And then, of course, as the, you know, the movies went on, it just kept going. So when you're seeing this shit, it was just, that was another movie that was effective. This took that for me and boom, put it in just a videotape form. And it wasn't just us sitting in one space. Like, you know, we watched somebody essentially run down the street with a damn mask on, because then you remember, oh shit, they got a ghost whooping their ass and then there's COVID. Like, that's too much.
Exactly. And that scene is just so funny to me. Like, she has a demon in her home, but she still, like, got a mask up. Right. Like, we have to make sure we're safe from the virus, which we, exactly, yes. But still, is this a demon after you? Like, I don't know that I would remember I needed a mask at that moment, let's be completely honest.
I mean, the main thing for me is the lack of door shutting. I know it's like a spirit, but I would have shut some doors, you know what I'm saying? Is that just me?
Yeah.
I feel safe.
I just would have gone out the whole entire house. Like, I would have been out the house. Like, and Caroline was genuinely scared from the beginning, so I kind of hate that she just... I don't know. Her and Emma didn't deserve to die. Like, whatever, Gemma. Like, Jim and Teddy, I expected them to have be the most, like, teased, especially because they were the ones toying with them the most. So I do like that. I think my favorite scare is the filter one with Emma when she's pointing it at the, it's just so good and it's done so well. Like, and I just think about TikTok. Like, there are so many TikToks of people like swearing. What is there? There's one, like, it's called the ghost aura filter, where it's like you put it over a painting or something and it'll show you if there's a spirit in it by like the way that the lights go. Yes, you know. I don't want to know. That's what I'm saying. You could just be playing with filters and be like happy, chilling. There's a face behind you.
Yeah, nah.
Don't like it.
Okay. Well, thank you. You have officially made me decide that I thought that I was going to start TikTok. I called my goddaughter and everything. Now I don't want to know shit because this ghost filter's on there. I don't have time. Okay. It's already bad enough. You know, I like the mask, the filter that the ghost decided to wear in this movie because it reminded me of Alice, Sweet Alice. And I was like, okay, yes. But then also like, no, because you play too much. People on the internet play too much.
A demon putting on a human-esque face to terrorize people. Like, yeah, they know. I can't. And the fact that you can see little chat bubbles from Caroline, but when her face disappears because her face is getting squished. So the keypad, like, oh my gosh.
That was brutal.
That was it. Like, I don't know. I feel for Caroline.
Yeah, that was sad.
We love you.
You can't do nothing.
Not with Gemma and Teddy. They shouldn't have even been invited. This is not, like, you should know which friends you can do a seance with.
This, like, is some serious
business. If we're going to do it.
Exactly. This is serious stuff.
Like, no, who's going to be serious?
Don't bring anybody.
Yeah. No. Gemma childish. Like, they weren't letting her into me, so why she throwing stuff at the window? Girl, if you don't shoot me a text, what is wrong with you?
Right. Like, you're running up to my house. I mean, at the end, great. You kind of saved me, but not really. But yeah, don't throw things in my window. You can call me. You know. Yeah. And the fact that also, they were discussing, of course, like we said, Teddy and Ginny and how they're just complete opposites and probably can only have three conversations. And the fact that they died in opposite elements, like she was slung in the pool after getting her neck broken and he was set on fire. So it just kind of was like, every way that they like entered the chat foreshadowed their death, even with Emma and the filters. And Caroline and her background, like all of that kind of stuff. Like, I really liked it. I didn't notice that until like about the third watch, though.
It's put together so well. Like, low budget, whatever low budget, what, $35,000? They brought like $440,000. Like, I don't care about all that, but still, like, low budget does not mean low quality at all. Like, these are some talented people making a great movie. Like, this is amazing.
And this probably came out of quarantine boredom. Yeah. So it's like, we love the creativity out of what we all were going through. Like I said, everyone was on Zoom. We all saw this. Like, it's very pop culture reference, but also so scary. Like, and it pops off so quickly.
Yeah. Like, they do a lot of things you've probably seen before or whatever, but it's not boring. It's in a new way. It's an integrated in a way that it's new, it feels new. So the host does it better than like Unfriended to me. I like this much better.
I agree with that. I feel like one, because it jumps off, because it's such a short movie, so it doesn't have time to play around. I feel like you don't have to ever reinvent the wheel to make a good scary movie. People like haunted houses. It feels like a good haunted house ride. You go through, you ride the wave, and that's what it is. Like, the Deep House doesn't do anything like, you know, completely new, but they was like, oh, we're gonna take this new setting and that's gonna be the refreshing, you know, coat of paint on this same old fence. This way, the Zoom is a coat of paint on the same old fence, but I'm still trying to see this Chinook swatch. Like, what's up?
Exactly. And even with the Deep House, just because there's so many conversations about things like Lake Lanier, like those kind of things are bringing those kind of ideas back into the ether. So it's all like reference to what we're seeing being brought up now. And they're like, a lot of these things aren't new, like in real life too. Like, people have been flooding towns forever in this country. So, yeah, very interesting how they kind of just really do a very tried and true found footage trope, but in a way that makes everyone feel like it's in 2020, like directly. So, and this is one you can watch on your phone and the computer. And I watched it on the computer. Like, that's my favorite way to watch it, because it really feels like you're there, like putting in full screen, and you even can interact with it. Like, there'll be points, like the attic point, where I was like, my brightness isn't all the way up, let me like turn it up. Or even when they do turn up their volume, because she hears like a weird tapping in the background, and it's like, everybody turn your volume up so you can hear it. Like, I would like turn my volume up. So it also creates like this like interactive movie experience that you don't necessarily need to have in theater, because you're still interacting with it as an audience member, even yourself. So, I love it.
All right, wherever also, you use Zoom, you should watch it.
Also, I recommended this to a former coworker, and I was like, you should watch this when you get home. I come back, she's watching it on her phone, and I'm like, ma'am, no. I feel like you said, it just feels like it's real. Like, you are immersed in the story. And for me, that's always the most effective story. Like, I can do just like, okay, we're just sitting in, but it takes like, you're breaking the fourth wall. Nigga, you in the movie. Like, you're in it. We're all in a call together. We're all trapped in this hell. And then when it ends, you're like, well, wait a minute. Am I the developer of
right?
Is there multiple chat rooms with people going through hell? Like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. So,
because right. Even when it ends, you see someone like scrolling through. Like, is that the demon? Is it, like, who is looking through? Who, and yeah, who is, whose list is this? Is it Haley's computer? And even there's this one point where the lights are all blacked out, and Haley sneezes. To me, that was the signal that it left. Because the lore around when you sneeze, demons are leaving your body or your vicinity. Mm. So to me, that was like, and nobody said bless you. Yeah. So nobody protected her or themselves from the demon that was leaving her vicinity. So
just, I thought everybody was crying. And she just sneezed out of nowhere. That was kind of funny.
Yeah. Which also, if that was just like something that happened, that's also funny, because these people are such good actors, and I do, some of this is definitely improv, and they just do great. Like, they really feel like a friend group, where y'all know, like you said, there's tension between them. They know they're having conversations being fake about Teddy, and yeah, and then yeah, so even all of the chair scares,
yeah.
In that specific one at the end where the chair pulls out like it's looking at them. I hate it. Like, yeah, I hate it so much.
Done so well. Like, you can't fake that. Saying, if I'm just in a Zoom meeting and you're like, trying to scare me or something, you can't fake a regular wooden chair just scooting. Like, okay, there's a demon. I got you.
I would end the call. Like, seriously. I know this is my friends, and we are on the call with one of my friends. If I see somebody getting pulled back on the call, oh hell no, that's all you're gonna hear, and I'm gonna go pinch, and I'm gonna text them like, are you okay? Are you okay? I'm not sitting in this call, because first of all, I can't sit and watch this shit. I'm not about to. I want, like, I know no one's gonna take offense to what's going on, because we all gonna be like, oh girl, you okay? At this point, because I know this particular person, like, if it did happen to Jazz, I would maybe go to Jazz's house, be outside the house. You know, she don't live that far. But say, like, you know, because we don't know the distance of everyone in their particular story. You know, we see one person run to somebody's house. I could tell some people are close. We clearly know Teddy, like most people did during the pandemic, you know, work or travel to different places just to get away from inner cities or wherever they were. So if that's the case, like, if this was, you know, if y'all getting pulled, oh, hell no, decline, it's over. And then I'm going to shoot the prayers up.
Right.
And maybe hope somebody could do like a, you know, a check-in on you, because I'm not trying to let the demons touch my feet.
Because even Emma said, if I die, I'm haunting you. Like, she said, I'm coming back. Y'all will be contacting me. And that's just so, I don't want Emma. I know no one was going to survive, but like, oh, love Emma and Caroline. Wish they had survived. We actually bought this on Vudu and did not realize that they had done an actual seance in preparation for this. They actually did a real seance over Zoom. And that is like after the credits, that plays on, it's a featurette that plays on the end of Vudu. So we did actually get to watch them do the seance. And they definitely took from the actual recording that they did. Like even the actual thing that Gemma says about her family being Chinese was an actual question that she asked the medium and everything like that. So they definitely took from their real experience. Even the Salen or the medium that they hired, her power went out like in the middle of the seance that they had and the whole thing. Like they it was just the same. I was like, and I believe Emma was the one who heard knocks instead of Caroline, like actually in her house. Like, this is, and all of them are actually in their homes. Like, the backgrounds are their actual homes. So that's kind of cute. That's like Emma's actual room and like Rodina's actual house and stuff like that. So that's so I kind of got a glimpse into their lives before they abruptly ended.
Yeah, because I think aren't they? I think they're like friends in real life, so it was easy for them to kind of, you know, do the little look. We go talk our usual bullshit. Also, any job that requires me to do a seance in order to prep, I feel like that's a job I have to quit.
Yeah, I feel like you have to let me go or something.
Right? Like we can definitely just pretend. That's so fine. It does seem that it alluded to height. Like, it didn't seem to find Emma until she took the covers off. And Haley could hide under the desk and seem to be fine. So I wonder...
I mean, covers always protect you from, like, monsters and stuff like that. So, you know, that's, everybody knows that.
That's common knowledge. That's why you gotta keep your foot under there, you know. Grab. But, yeah, so it sounds like interesting that they could hide from the demon.
Or that demon was laughing at their ass outside of that shit, a la Hell House LLC, and was waiting for her ass to pull that sheet down. And that's when it's like, got your ass. Because we be thinking we're safe. Because the real thing is, right, the blanket is the safest space, air quotes. Because we all under the blanket, like, you know, well, you can't see me, girl, I'm invisible. And the ghost is sitting outside the blanket with his arms folded, like. So let's just go wait patiently for you.
Just we have to get out eventually, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody's gonna run with the blanket over their head.
You gotta be crazy. You're gonna be hitting the walls and shit. Like, no.
Exactly.
Right.
Just come on out of there so we could just cut to the bullshit. And that's what happens every time.
Yep. And I do love the use of the Polaroid, giving the Beetlejuice tease. And those images are scary. Like, I don't like that. And just her being like, do y'all see that? And there's nothing there. That's when I would have peaced out. I'd have been like, okay. I don't see it. You don't see it. Nobody saw it. Good. We're not going to discuss it. Moving on.
Yeah, when people be doing that, like, you see that? Like, don't make me zoom in and, like, focus on a little spot. Like, you trying to fuck me up.
Give me the red circle. I need the YouTube video red circle. Like, focus on this point. Right. That's what I need. But yeah, so that reveal with the Polaroid was so good. And like I said, with the legs, and it was clearly a hanging person. So definitely trigger warning for that if you're sensitive about that, because I know some people are. Yeah, and the fact that Gemma made up a story about someone who killed themselves, there's something wrong with her.
Right. That's not funny.
No.
She's sick. She needs help. She really does. Like, seriously, she is sick. First of all, she can't follow directions. There was one rule, and that was to tell the truth. You're a liar. And not only are you a regular daggler liar, your lying has put all of our lives in jeopardy.
It's a show. And also the depth of the emotion that she could drag out to lie. Now, that's pathological. That's what I'm saying. That's something... Like, if you can cry on command to make your friends afraid like that, I'm scared of you. Sorry.
And then the other friends, here's the real thing that was a little frustrating. So Gemma, she's doing her bit. And, you know, when, what's the seance, the Salen. When Salen's call ends, And they're all like, oh, you know, and Haley is pissed. And this whole like back and forth where clearly one, this is not the first time Gemma been cutting up like this. I can tell from the way this conversation was set up. So Gemma must be, you know, they better be, you know, counting their chickens and shit. They're glad they're on the same conversation. Two, there, one, I don't like how everyone's gaslighting Haley. Like, even ghost situation aside, just in terms of, like, communication-wise, which tells me this is not the first time something like this has happened in their friend circle or how this is being portrayed, right? Because they're like, oh, come off it, you know? And she's like, no, she always does this. And I'm like, y'all got to get this together. Y'all are frenemies for real. Because the real thing is, how did Gemma even get into this friend group? Honestly, maybe all y'all fake, because the best thing about Gemma is her glasses. Everything else about her is shaky. Like, it's just the way that she's communicating, like, tell us to come up off at Haley. I would have been like, girl, do you want to fight? Like, that's what I would have been when you know you're
the first down time. The street.
I'm outside.
Right. Because exactly, like, y'all are literally calling demons to my home. Like, this is for me. Like, y'all need to be serious, and y'all all know this. So that's not like Gemma and Teddy should not have even been invited. Like
I said, I feel like it should have probably just been a one-on-one, yo. Like,
yeah,
if anything.
But she said she had done it before, like with Salen. So maybe, I don't know. Why did she invite them? I don't know, like, why she felt the need to get everybody in on this. Because, and you, like I said, you know your friends. You know who you can go out with, who you can go to the funeral with. You know who you can do specific things with. This is shit. Clearly, that's just not it.
You can't take her. Right. You know, she's going to act the fool that she is one of them.
Right. Not the person to do this.
But, yeah. There's a thing that, you know, certain people deal with that I do not. I'm glad I don't deal with in our friendships. But, you know, they have this thing where they're extremely polite to the point where they won't like do the thing that's going to be the best for the entire situation. Oh, let's invite them, although we know these two bitches beef and we're gonna invite them because we want to be polite. And now they ruining your baby shower because they fighting over top of you. Like, ain't nobody got time for this. You knew they was beefing. Neither one of them can come. I'm sorry. They could just they can send their gift in registry. We ain't got to do all this. They can sit the pasta salad out. They will be okay today. It's just like, why are we living like this? You know that you want to do something very like serious, like picking a bridesmaid. I know this is a random, you know, thing, but everybody can't be your bridesmaid. You can't pick the girl you knew since eighth grade just because you was friends with her since y'all knew each other since you was eighth grade. She's gonna ruin your wedding. Now what? Now
what? Gotta pick who's right for the job, not who is, you know, the closest necessarily. So if they ever do the knock once for yes, twice for no thing, I have to figure out if it's a spirit. No. I don't know. Like, would you even be able, I would just feel like you tried too hard at this point. I think I would have just exited, like that whole thing with the, what it was, and imagining the rope to your front door. They surely didn't, that went out the window immediately. Didn't think, they weren't even doing it really the first time. Like we said, like, none of this was serious to them until it got real serious and people started dying. So it shouldn't get to that point. But
and it did not work.
Yeah.
You're right. It should never get to that point. But unfortunately, we are here. You know, we all, I feel like, would have made the best choice. But then, of course, we wouldn't have a movie.
Right.
Exactly. It's not fun. Yeah. Because we're like, we're out.
The black version of this, the Zoom call ends.
Oh, hell no. We would never have the seance. I'm going to be honest with you. None of my friends would do this. If they did, like, I feel like they went into the call knowing this was happening. So even if this was a thing, my friend, this wouldn't be a thing. Maybe we could have like a book meetup, something, you know, maybe if you switch the background, oh, we read about books or something, we read some kind of group reading session, haha, check in, and then the ghosts start happening. I would still be like, bitch, you okay? And then end the call, I can see your location. But then I'm going to also alert some sort of authorities. I'm not sure how that's going to work out. But I'm going to keep you in my thoughts. Because if I keep the way that I've learned in these movies, if I keep the technology on, somehow the ghost will get to my house.
Yeah. Right. Because it's one thing if I turn it off and the computer turns back on, whatever. Like, I did my part. Like, that's it. But no, I'm not going to stay. And, like literally all of them just watched their friends die. Like you said, somebody call an EMT or something. Like, send them their way. At the very least.
I mean, even though Gemma is how Gemma is, she did run over to her house. I mean, like, I don't
know. No, her getting knocked with the wine bottle.
That's my favorite jump
scare. Took me out.
That's my favorite jump scare.
I'm sorry, it's pure comedy. Like,
and she'll smack her ass. Like.
And she lay right out. I'm like, damn.
And she was just laying on the floor.
I wasn't expecting her to get back up. Resilience.
Like, the whole bottle broke against her head.
Then it goes like ripped over all the cabinets and shit. Get up.
Right.
Like, I would have been gone. So she's a decent friend for that, at least. I give her that. That's
I mean, but that's all her fault anyway. So, you know, at this point, you already have seen all your friends die. So you need to, like, if unless a couple of them make it, you have to do, like, by law, you have to do everything in your power to keep your friends. Because not only did you bring the demon in their life and everybody died, and then you had an early let me die too, now I'm about to haunt you with the demon. Like, it's just...
Yeah, exactly.
Tag team now.
Absolutely. And I'm sure Emma was right there haunting her. Like, that's what she said. This movie is definitely very wild. A fun one for sure. And if you do like have a chance to watch their extended little seance beforehand, definitely recommend it. It's not as wild as the movie itself, but it is fun to see how I kind of got the idea and them talking to an actual medium and stuff like that. So I definitely recommend it. So do y'all have any other thoughts? Did we get through everything?
Watch Host. That's all I got. Watch it.
Yes.
She's on Shudder if you got Shudder, or wherever else you can probably, I think it's on Shudder, but you could rent her. She's worth the money. She's worth the $2.99.
Yeah,
she absolutely. Is. She is.
Absolutely.
I think it's also on the Roku channel, like a bunch of places for like it is? Free or like right now, yeah.
I keep saying this. We are not on Shudder's payroll at all. Like, literally, one of the best things that we found on the internet when we found it. But for the price of renting one movie, you can get all those movies. Even if you after the 30-day free period, like, that is my final thought. You need to watch Host, and there are a lot of other, like, not only found footage films, but viral found footage films on there, especially because around, like, right now, pending when you hear this, they have a found footage section, and they do have a couple different options that have some viral backgrounds. Just, it's the best, like, 50-minute film, honestly.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, that's what it was, 56-minute runtime. So you can watch this, honestly, anytime. Like, just sit down real quick, get through it, and you'll have yourself a creepy time for sure. Yeah. Of course, since y'all are our guests, let people know where to find you. Even though if you're listening to us, you should have been listening to them. Like, that's just how it is.
All right. Well, you can find that. You can find me. Okay, let me not be Nelly. I'm childish. You can find us at Girl That's Scary on Instagram and Twitter. We have a website, www.girlthatscary.com. You can also find us, you know, of course, wherever you listen to your podcast. And we got a Patreon. So, you know, we have free stuff on the Patreon. So if you ain't got, you know, you could just slide on there. There's random episodes and stuff like that. But if you join, you know, we have polls. So we get to vote on a monthly, like, episode and all kinds of other bonus fun episodes and stuff like that. So holla at us. Pull up on some 5-star chicks. You know, we're here.
Yes, definitely. We love y'all. Thank y'all so much for being on with us. This is really fun. And I'm glad we got to talk about this because we were kind of going back and forth about like Spree or Host for our final one. So it's kind of nice to do both, especially since they both kind of have that internet format where you can watch it on your computer or your phone. And that's what I really, really love about this era of internet found footage horror is that it looks like real social media instead of just your typical, like, you know, fat, like camera pointed, be following people, like type of thing. So I really like it. The formatting is definitely a plus for me. Adds more interest. Now, if we can just get people to put subtitles on things just by default, that would be lovely. But
need that, please.
I don't know.
Yes. Like we said in the Salad Fingers episode, if David Firth can do it for 20 years, y'all can figure it out.
You can integrate something.
That's great. All right. Well, thank y'all for tuning in, and we'll see y'all next time. Bye.
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 Well, if you'd like to get in touch with us, you can follow us on Twitter at dank, the letter N, deadly underscore pod. You can follow us on Instagram at dankdeadly underscore pod, and you can shoot us an email at dank, the letter N, deadlychats at gmail.com.